We've been running this banter since way back in school, where the dorm room debates turn the cool in the rules. Talking loud about the world like we're changing the game, but it's just us two, yeah, two sides of the same. Pull up a chair for the truth, let it spin. Two regular guys with the will to dive in. We don't need to agree, just let the talk flow. The vibes and the rhythm, the rest we let go. When the convo's done and the bottle runs dry, we'll toast to the clash, to the lows and the highs. Two voices, one friendship, no need to compare. So come as you are and pull up a chair.
Hey, welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell. You ever been out somewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Yeah, well, we are those people. We've been having these conversations since college.
Yep, it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts podcast, Ready to Love, Season 11, Detroit. Recap of episode one. Be sure to like, subscribe, rate, and leave a review.
Ready to Love is back, and I think this is the first time you did not come kicking and screaming towards this season. Are we seeing progress here, sir?
Okay. After Philadelphia, I'm thinking that Tommy has heard me complain about this show every time we've done it. Yeah. And they, I'm just telling myself.
No, continue, please, continue.
I'm telling myself that. Tommy was like, you know what? Terrell has a good point. We should really get better quality people. And I will say, this cast of 20 singles, a lot of them attractive, a lot of them great careers. I mean, I think this, the dudes dressed up wearing like suits, like it was a nice group of people. I'm impressed. Again, I think he heard me complain, especially after Philly. Philly was trash.
It's Detroit. And I know you don't know this part, but in Detroit, they go and dress.
Okay.
Not the pictures
Houston. Houston dresses. Black people in Dallas dress. And I've watched those episodes, those seasons.
And trash. Anybody in Detroit would tell you, don't compare Dallas to Detroit.
Okay, sorry.
I'm just saying, you can't compare the two, right? And Detroit just has a certain swag and a certain style, right? You know, and that's why even you see the salon owners, you know they were going to make money, right? Because there's certain things that happen. I mean, it's the reason why Michigan and Ohio don't really get along. There's two different styles.
A lot of salon owners. I was quite impressed. Esthetician, yeah. Salon owner. I'm like, that must be a big business in Detroit. And apparently it is.
So is here. Yes. Very much so. Very big business. You know, you talked about this is an attractive class, a group of singles. You also talked about the fact that it's, you know, professionally attractive, right?
Yeah.
You had Dominique, the celebrity stylist.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And then you saw Bello come in, who looks like he was styled because he came in with all the swag and the confidence. You know, I can go in any room and I can have any conversation with anybody.
Yeah.
You see, the confidence was not lacking in Detroit.
No. And here's the thing. But what I'm getting, or what do the young people say? It's giving that. It's giving that I feel like these people are really being honest about mm-hmm. their backgrounds. Because how many times we watch Ready to Love and I'm an entrepreneur, I have two businesses, I'm a realtor, and it's like, stop it. You don't have any of these things. Bello coming out that I run multiple businesses, I'm successful, I can have conversations with anybody. I was impressed with that. And Dominique is this well-known person in Detroit. I think she's there to help bring some ratings to it because everybody knows her. So let's just see what happens.
By the way, GC Chair says, or is that Go Chair? GC Chair says, what? Impressed? Did Terrell say impressed?
I did. I give credit where credit's due. Like I said, Tommy heard me talking trash.
No, he didn't.
Let's just tell the people that. I text Tommy and I was like, come on, man, where's the next one? Please get some better quality. Let me look at Philly. Look at Cisco. Why are we doing this?
Okay. You talked about negatively to entrepreneurs, but like Monique says, tons of entrepreneurs, this should be a good season. And you did notice this. There are tons of entrepreneurs in this season.
Well, it is, but the difference is these entrepreneurs seem like they are an entrepreneur. In other words, I have this business. Mm-hmm. I struggle to meet entrepreneurs who are like, I do hair, I'm a realtor, I sell bottled waters. I do all these different things because I'm just like, well, if you just focus on one, maybe two of those, make those things successful instead of trying to do five or six different businesses just to say you're an entrepreneur, but I feel like this group has, they just have some swag and some quality about them that makes me feel like they are legit entrepreneurs, if that makes sense.
Oh yeah, no, okay, I get what you're saying, because they're not just coming on saying, I'm an entrepreneur. Because that was the catchphrase for a minute. And then, you know, when you went on Twitter back when it was still Twitter, or Facebook when Facebook was hot. I mean, I know it still is for some people, but, you know, and people go, yeah, I'm CEO of Never Gonna Make a Hit Records.
Yeah.
You are not. But it sounds like a great title. So I get your point. And I forget the name of the person in the last comment section is on the replay gang that was shouting at us in the all caps. It's not a knock on anybody who is an entrepreneur. I just want to tell you.
Yeah, we're not making fun of people who are entrepreneurs, so dial that back. We're just saying that in the past of there these shows difference. That we've watched that you probably have never watched, there's been a trend when people call themselves entrepreneurs. That's all we're saying.
When he says realtor by day, stripper by night. Hey, right. Pay your way through college.
Hey, that's what you got to do.
Hey, but look, if we're going to have this smoke for people who are realtors, we got to have that same for Megan on Married at First Sight, because remember, she's the family business and then a realtor on the side.
Okay, commercial real estate, a little bit different, higher margin on commercial real estate than residential.
Okay. Well, some of these others, like Emily, seamstress. So this is another entrepreneur, but to your point, they're giving what they do and not just I'm an entrepreneur and I've got 15 jobs. Seamstress, but not just a seamstress, for the Detroit Pistons.
Exactly. She just doesn't like make clothes on her spare time. Kind of like the people that make Greek paraphernalia at their house and they call themselves an entrepreneur because they make paddles. She's actually a seamstress. And I'm sorry, this is not a knock on people who make Greek paraphernalia. For the sensitive for the sensitive types, I'm not saying people who make Greek paraphernalia and paddles are bad. Just saying that this woman does it for the Detroit Pistons, which is great. Now, she lost me when she says that she doesn't want someone with ED looking for a hospice wife. I'm just like,
what's
come on
so
now.
Funny is how she had everybody behind the camera crack up. And you know why? Because all good jokes are based in reality.
Right. Yeah.
all based in truth.
But she's 44. So maybe a lot of the older men that she meets, maybe they could have some issues there. But I think this is why she goes after young guys who will eventually have an ED problem. Like, it's going to happen to everybody at some point.
Toya says that's a real thing, hospice wife. And I get that, right?
Yeah.
Because date the older guy. And here's the problem, because the guys go all out. You got the money, you like, okay, let me have everything. But them drugs going to work after a while. And they're going to force you to have drugs later, okay?
Yeah.
So stay off the hard drugs. How about that?
Yeah. Take you a purple pill when you need to. You'd be fine.
The bad thing is people are thinking like Dominique was lying about her age, like Cisco. Stop it. But I know why you're saying that. how about Christina, a.k.a. Ina, the singer-songwriter? And the way she said it, but maybe I don't need a man. I need a manager. I'm like, okay, are you here for love or for exposure?
Good point, because she's a singer-songwriter, and she says that a lot of Detroit men are very territorial, and they're intimidated by the fact that she's around a lot of celebrities and big-name folks. So I get her point. That you got to be with the type of, you got to be with the right dude who can handle that and trust. You're in the studio till midnight with Usher and you're not thinking that something's going to happen. You just got to trust they're performing. But I wonder, to your point, is she looking for a relationship or is she looking just to get some exposure?
I'm going to stop you there. She's not in the studio with Usher. Now, if she was in Atlanta, I might say it could possibly happen.
I just said, whoever.
And I hate when people do it like that. Well, Detroit men this. It's like when people say, people in Houston can't drive. You know, people in Austin say people in Austin can't drive. Right. People in San Antonio say people in San Antonio can't drive. And you know what everybody says, no matter where you are, everybody checking in from all across the country, different countries. Yeah, everybody says the exact same thing. Oh, when it's just a drop of rain, people in fill in the blank can't drive.
Yeah, well, it could be John Cougar Mellencamp. Who cares? Mm-hmm. It's just he might be in a booth with stars. Little Diddy about Jack and Diane. No, you probably don't know.
Oh my God. Tasha Dustin says, are you talking about Usher at the church? Because that might be, now that might be true.
Possible.
Lauren, 36-year-old, tall woman, tall drink of water.
Yeah.
And the way she described herself was 6 foot with three large kids.
Yeah.
That's a hell of a description.
It is. 6 foot tall, and I have three large children. And so for her, size matters. In other words, how tall, how big a guy is. So my 5'10 self, I'd climb that mountain. But yeah, she's not gonna. No, she would. But if she offered, I'd be like, let me suit up.
Because think about it. She's 6 foot and goes, I'm wearing heels regardless.
Yeah. I mean, I've dated someone taller than me before, and it's not that big a deal. But she lost me when she said she prefers a guy with an Escalade, maybe a Tahoe, but no sedans. And I get it. It's because she probably has long legs. She wants to be comfortable. But there are some nice sedans that or small SUVs that you'd be able to sit in just fine. You're not shack size.
So I guess the big body Benz wouldn't work, huh? You know,
who knows?
Or the 7 Series Beamer wouldn't work, huh?
As long as nobody's sitting behind her. Yeah. Should be fine.
She's 6 foot. She's not 6'9". Come on, stop it.
That was my point. She's not like Shaq size, but whatever.
Yeah, Shaq just takes out the front seat, sits in the back. Now, here's the thing, and I know this probably got you, right? Is when Ashley, who does body sculpting, right? Which I'm assuming is her business, right?
Yeah.
So another entrepreneur, but again, to the actual business, right? But there's something she said in this episode that I know probably irked you a little bit. And that's that she says, you have to have money to date me.
Yeah. Not a fan of that, right?
Why?
Because here's why. It comes across negative. And here's what I mean by negative. Most men, especially us Southern gents, we know that we got to bring money to the table because we're supposed to provide and pay for things. But when I hear a woman say, you got to have a lot of money to be with me, it makes me think that, okay, you're only about money. Like if I didn't have the money, you wouldn't be around. And that's the vibe I get from people like that. Like if it's only about the money, if the money runs out, how many millionaires have you seen become millionaires and then lose it all? And then they become millionaires again over and over. So my question is, when someone loses it, she's the type that's going to be out and not be there with you. That's the vibe I get.
I think here's where I think people lose this. And I get it because I would probably have thought the same way. Like, oh, you're just all about the money. However, haven't been around certain people who are like, well, this is where I go on a regular basis. Like, so if you're a woman who goes in any given weekend, any given day of the week, you just like, yo, I feel like going to Nobu today. But this guy coming that wants to date you and he goes to Longhorn Steakhouse, you are not leveling down. Because at the end of the day, if you can afford it for yourself, then you expect the man to at least to be able to afford it too. Right? So why is that wrong?
I didn't say it was wrong. I said, I don't agree with it. I don't like it. I'm not saying she's wrong. You feel however you want. But this is also why you're on a reality dating show and you can't date somebody locally without going on TV because maybe it's this, you know, but I don't think there's an issue if somebody has high standards. They like to go out to nice restaurants. They like to enjoy some really nice adventures in the city they live in. They want to travel, whether it be domestic or international. I see nothing wrong with that. But when you're when you come out the gate saying you got to make a lot of money to be with me, that is where it gets negative. I just don't think it's a good look for her. And I think you could probably meet. I'm not saying date the plumber who makes $50,000 a year if that doesn't fit your lifestyle. But what I'm saying is you're passing up a lot of great men who might be able to treat you well better than the dudes who have a bunch of money. Because when you have a lot of money, there's a lot of BS that potentially comes with that. If I make millions and you're excited that I can pay for everything, odds are I might go on some business trips and I might have some interactions with some people and you're going to have to be okay with that because I make all this money. You got to deal with it.
More Various, More Beautiful says, I don't date broke because I'm not broke. So it's not about making millions. It's about being on the same level, right? Like Toya C says, I travel 4 times a year and you travel once every 4 years. Ain't going to work. You would agree with that, correct?
Well, it depends. Does he not travel because he didn't have anybody to travel with? Or does he not travel because he didn't have the money? Because there's a lot of people who have money but don't spend it because they're frugal and they're just sitting on bags, but they just don't do anything with it. So it depends.
You know, I've become the if I was single again and I got clear pre-check and you don't even have clear or pre-check, we probably can't travel together because I'm going to leave your ass. I'm not standing in the standard line.
No, you can travel together. It's just, hey, I'm going
to
be at
the standards. You don't need to lower your standards.
You can travel together. Just say, hey, I'm going to be at the bar. When you come through security, come by and get me and we're going to be good. But I don't have to wait with you because you don't have pre-check. Nope. I don't have to wait with you. I'm going to.
You send him to the airport early. You leave 30 minutes earlier because it's going to take you that long to get to the line.
You're dating adults. We're adults. You'll be fine. Get through this line. Meet me at the bar. You know, the gate terminal, the first bar that you see in that terminal, that's where I'll be at.
Janera says, I agree with Ashley, but it doesn't need to be verbalized. It's in poor taste.
Thank you.
MWA, who agrees with you, says, I want you for who your character is. Everything else is fleeting and can be gone in an instant.
Exactly.
Sounds great on paper.
Apparently in Detroit that doesn't work.
Detroit, you got it. Hey, especially when the weather starts to get cold outside of those 2 weeks of summer, you know, it's the style is all over the place. All right. Dina the Explorer says, my mother didn't have pre-check and I said, I'll see you at the gate, mama.
Yeah, dealing with adults, they can make it to the gate without you.
Oh my god, y'all are nuts. So Tommy shows up, tells the singles that people are going home today.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't say how many, right? We do find out a little bit later. But before we do that, we do get to see some of these people getting together, right? And just as they're socializing. And one of the people that kind of showed up really quick was Nicole.
Mm-hmm.
And she was there talking about Ed.
Yeah.
Interesting dynamic with these two, right?
It is. It is. And I'm sorry. Tommy said it's the hottest dating show on television. I was like, come on, Tommy.
Oh, you weren't going to let that slide, huh?
I'm not going to let that slide. I just can't look past that. You're going to tell me Rated Love is the hottest dating show on television. No, it's not. Sorry. No, it's not. But anywho, so Nicole and Ed went to college together. And apparently Nicole had the biggest crush on him back in college. But she felt that she wasn't his type because she was a good girl.
Mm-hmm.
Back then, which I'm wondering, like, what do you mean by good girl?
She wasn't going over to his dorm. Like all the girls, look, if they went to an HBCU, then you know the line that goes to the men's dorm at a certain time of night. That the campus police just sit there and watch because they're like, I mean, just make sure nobody snatches them up. They're good. All right.
Right. Well, true. There are those. But also at an HBCU, you have that good girl that happens to join a particular sorority and will creep into a Q's dorm room. And just that doesn't count.
Uh-huh.
That doesn't count.
It's interesting because, you know, she says she's still a good girl now. And what's it going to be? And I'm watching these two talking. So she's still enamored with Ed.
Yeah.
But do you notice that he's giving her absolutely no eye contact?
Yeah.
That whole conversation, it wasn't till the very end that he actually looked at her then.
Yeah. He doesn't seem all that interested. To come across somebody that you know already, you would think that this would be, you know, low-hanging fruit. But he doesn't look all that interested in her. And it's not that he's not. I just think maybe he's thinking of the Nicole back in college instead of focusing on this is the Nicole now. I don't know.
Well, Rated Love showed us the pictures of Nicole back in college.
Yeah.
I would agree with you. That's probably what he was thinking.
Yeah. But
I will say this for Ed. He may not be able to pay attention and look the woman in the eyes while he's talking to her, but at least when they showed him talking about, you know, being from the East Side, that he could actually throw a punch in the ring. You know?
Yeah, yeah. He's a former boxer.
Yeah, you can tell. Speaking of that tall drink of water, Miss Lauren, she was, oh my God, there's so much thing here. There we go. So, there's so many people. They introduced 20. This is a lot to do at one time. Tommy just trying to make our life hell. I got you. But Lauren was having a conversation with Vince.
Yeah.
And I did not do this on purpose that Lauren, Vince, by the size, Lauren, Vince.
Why she got to look like Wonder Woman? And he's just.
I did not do this on purpose. I'm sorry. I did not do this on purpose. It just, I just noticed it.
That's funny.
What'd you get from their conversation?
So I like how Vince says that he allows people to be who they are when dating. So I think that's really important. And he believes in being himself. And he's trying to tell her for fun. He goes to the gym and spends time with his kids. And I'm like, okay, follow-up question. How many kids do you have? Which we don't know if Lauren asked or not. But Lauren's not interested because she said Vince is giving Chris Rock vibes. And I'm sorry, that's not. If she said Denzel vibes, she might be interested. Chris Rock vibes, I'm sorry. She's not interested.
Friend zone.
Yeah, that's friend zone. You're funny. You're funny. You're fun to hang out with.
Yeah. She did ask him how many abs you got. Tasha in the Desert's pointing out that the dress looked better on TV because it looked like a hefty bag wrapped around her in the photo.
Oh, wow.
And now that you've said that, I can't unsee
it. Yeah, I can't unsee it now.
You can tell she's definitely not as interested in him as he is in her, right? And I think we're going to see a lot of this as we go through this. Like, we saw Ashley, and I don't know why her picture is so different than everybody else's. Whoever wrote that article needs to do better. But she's there with your guy, Devon, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And this seems to be a mismatch, even just looking at the pictures.
It's definitely a mismatch. And you, me, and Stevie Wonder can see that. Devon can't for whatever reason. So at first it starts off great because Devon is interested in Ashley. Mm-hmm. They both don't have kids. They both want kids. He seems cool, but I think he just bores her. And so as she sat down to have conversation with him, Ashley said that, you know, but she talks about the WrestleMania dater, but she thinks that he has a cool, calm spirit and cute. No, she has a cool, calm spirit and she's cute to look at, which I was like, ugh, I'm turned off by that. But she brings up the dog thing and asks him, hey, I have a dog. How do you feel about animals? And Devon said, no, I like dogs, but I got a really strict rule. No dogs in the bed. And I'm like, okay, there's nothing wrong with that. I feel the same. You don't say that when you just meet somebody who really loves their dog. Like, that's not what you say. If so, you are putting yourself in the friend zone. No, you're not setting boundaries. You're putting yourself in the friend zone. You're locking yourself out of any opportunity to be with this woman because without even talking to her or really getting to know her dog, you're immediately like, no dogs in the bed. And then everything he said about dogs, sometimes it was they can be aggressive, but sometimes it's good. I kind of like them. He was all over the place. And that's when Ashley checked the hell out.
No, she didn't even hear any of that. She checked out with his hand motions because she just, the mannerisms got me. And she was done. So she didn't hear a damn thing he said about the dog. She didn't hear about no dogs in the bed because she didn't care.
But what, man, I didn't see the mannerisms he was doing. I didn't see that. For her to say that she wants a more masculine man, I didn't see anything about him that said that he wasn't.
You know what you did see? That she wasn't interested, especially the way that she exited. Hey, I'm gonna go. I'm gonna go talk to some people.
I'm gonna move around. I'll move around, but I'll holler at you.
Tasha in the Desert said Devon was better on the show, but his photo is giving Dexter vibes. Do you see it?
Now that you say it, he could have a body in the trunk.
Now, El Cid says Ashley checked out when he said he can afford two kids. She's like, that's not my tax bracket.
He said, I want to have as many children as you can afford, mm-hmm. which makes sense. I think to say I want five kids and you're a general manager at McDonald's is crazy.
Yeah.
Especially if your wife doesn't work. Yeah. But if you can afford to have five, great.
Great. A day. A lot of people have 7, 8, 9 and can't afford two.
Exactly.
Mimi says this man is ready to put his health on the line, but his allergies, whole time she's saying his wrist is broken, which is the same thing Janera is saying. She was insinuating he was gay, which was inappropriate. Yes, she did kind of do that. And Tasha Desert says he talks with his hands, but I didn't see any feminine mannerisms.
Thank you.
She was just being extra picky. Why? Because she just didn't like the dude.
Exactly. Which this is what I love about any of these reality dating shows, because I think a lot of people go into it with their normal approach of how they tried to date and going after the people they either normally are attracted to, whatever. And I think this experiment helps push people outside those boundaries. So maybe we might see a different Ashley when we get into episodes 4, 5, 6, 7, if she's still there.
I might say, I doubt it.
I just said maybe. I'm just trying to give her some hope. Maybe.
Yeah,
we might see a different Ashley as she gets to go through this process for a little bit.
Judging from what we know of her early on, there are only certain people that she's going to be going for. Those
balls.
I can see a Bello, that because he's got money, and Darius, smooth brother.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Nicole said Darius had the best first impression. And mm-hmm. It's like he had. And he was smooth. He had the women ready to go. You know, Shannon liked his style. You know, she liked the jewels and
yeah.
Buffs. Do you know what buffs are, sir?
No, I do not.
Glasses, shades.
That's buffs?
Yes.
This okay.
A certain style.
Oh, it's a style of glasses. That's called buffs. Got it.
Yes.
I thought you were saying buffs was slang for glasses. I'm like, all right, let me get the Urban Dictionary. I've never heard that one.
What's the governor again? Gretchen. And they had to put on some buffs and got the black vote that easy, just that quick. Y'all gotta stop voting for people just because they do something like fake play the saxophone. Stop giving them passes and invitations to the cookout just because they do stuff like that. I'm just saying. Yo, Elson said Darius looked like his pillowcase has hair dye residue.
Yeah.
Lola says, I saw Darius and thought, P-I-M-P.
Yeah.
Is that a good P-I-M-P or bad P-I-M-P?
He's smooth with it, because I could just see right. Darius like, hey, Nicole, we got to get this money, baby. So here's what I need you to do.
Think about it. He told Dominique, he got Dominique to blush. He's like, you have sapphire eyes. She blushed and was like, what the hell does that mean?
Darius is just smooth, man. That brother's got it. He's just smooth. But now he likes Ashanti.
Yes, he does. He does like Ashanti, which is, you know, he's just like, hey, she's it, and sits down with her. Good conversation, right?
It was a good conversation, but until she said, people keep asking her, why are you single? And she said, the reason is her tongue is sharp. I was like, okay. What does that mean? Because Darius doesn't look like he's going to take all that extra mouth.
Let me back talking me, woman.
Yeah. Don't you raise your voice at me in my house. Like, he has that Malcolm X vibe that he ain't gonna tolerate a lot of that sass mouth.
Look, I knew Ashanti was from Detroit when she said the way she said there, let me know that immediately. It's just that thing. I was like, yep, there she is. What's interesting is the whole travel thing, because like Elsa said, Darius said German, and she's like, Miami. Yeah, I travel too. Miami.
I travel too. I go on planes. I went to Flint. I flew to Flint the other day. I ain't scared to travel.
She did not say Dominican Republic, the DR, because that's the go-to. That's some people's big excursion, so at least she didn't say that.
Yeah.
I'm at least happy for that. Next up, we had, let's see, it was Emily and mm-hmm. Richie.
Mm.
Interesting pairing. And one thing I can say about Richie, he does not lack for confidence at all.
He thinks very highly of himself, and I like it. I'm like, you go, exude that confidence.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the thing. Emily's sitting down with him. Now, keep in mind, Emily's a mature woman. Richie, let me see how old Richie is again. Richie is, I don't know. Oh, 38. She's 44. And so she notices the Playboy Bunny tattoo on his hand. Mm-hmm. And she says, hey, so what's up with that? Are you some type of playboy? He's like, well, back in the day, which bad answer. Mm-hmm. But then he makes it worse and says, well, actually, this is really my little brother. We called him Playboy. And I'm thinking, I'd rather you just tell her you're a Kappa, even if you're lying. Just say, hey, I'm it's a fraternity thing. And just I'd rather you do that than say I got a Playboy Bunny tattooed on my hand to remind me of my little brother. Come on, man. Come on. I just doubt that.
I think it got weird when he said he can make her do things that she doesn't want to do.
Yeah, because he's like an adrenaline junkie. So he likes motorcycles, skydiving, all this different stuff. And she's trying to tell him, no, I don't do any of that. Mm-hmm. And he's giving this wild child vibe. And that's when he tells her, I can make you do things you normally would never do. That's super 50 Shades creepy.
Yeah, it's not a good look. I think that's a problem. And this is the exact look that Emily had. For those watching, this was Emily's face the entire. There is no way that he thought there was any interest at all, because this is the face she had the entire. It never changed. Even when she spoke, it looked just like this.
If there was an emoji that had a name, this would be called Negro Please. Like if that was just an emoji, that whole face just like Negro Please. Sorry.
If my wife sat down and gave this face on our first date, we would have never got water. Check, please.
Like, we didn't. You're in trouble.
I know.
Yeah. She just walks in mad at you. Yeah, no. You come home to this. Yeah, you're in trouble. Something happened. You're in trouble.
Yo, she was mad. Mimi says Emily's attitude was a little stank to me, but Richie was definitely lying about that tattoo. Oh yeah, he definitely was. Back in the day, in his 20s, that Playboy Bunny was a great attraction. It was a magnet for some of them women. That's what it was.
How was it though?
A little older. It worked. They fell for it. That's what happened. Yeah. You know, that's what it was. They fell for it. I mean, this man had exuded all that confidence. Remember, he goes into rooms because he looks pretty, and that's it.
Again, Kappa, right? I'm pretty to my left, pretty to my right. Just lie.
Now, the next couple we saw, this young lady right here, Donna. And the first thing I hear come out of Vince's mouth is, oh, you've got some extreme eye contact. What does that mean?
I don't know. But maybe Vince is not used to somebody looking him directly in the eye, but Donna's gorgeous, right? She's, totally Terrell's type, but she's gorgeous. And he seemed intimidated when she told him that she's a mathematician. He was like, oh, what? So, I mean, she's smart and gorgeous. Check, check.
Mm-hmm. The thing is, when he's asking about past relationships, he said in her 20s, she stayed in relationships too long.
Yeah.
So even when things didn't add up, see what I did there? She stuck around.
Yeah. But what
now
she's
thinks her math is right.
Well, she said that she's very organized and analytical, so now she can sniff out the BS. Mm-hmm. Compared to when she was younger. And I thought Vince did a great job of asking her a lot of questions, because I think a lot of times guys don't do that, right? Like show that they're interested in learning more about you and tell me about your background, tell me about your career. How'd you get into that? Like, ask some good questions. I think he did that. And I think that's what captured Donna's attention.
You know, it's funny how that works, because he asked questions with Donna, mm-hmm. she noticed, and she was pleased with that. Yes, El Cid, it definitely does. but and it also seems to lead to what we realize. There seems to be a mutual attraction here.
Yeah.
As we'll find out in a little bit, Vince asking questions is not always a good thing, and not everybody appreciates it.
True.
So I will get to that in a little bit, but first.
All right, look. Thanksgiving is coming, which means someone's about to burn something, someone's casserole won't fit in the oven, and somebody definitely forgot the wine opener. Don't be that house. Go to Cellar and Spice and get stocked up on real kitchen tools and wine accessories that won't bail on you in the clutch. So visit sellerandspice.com and save the holiday, save your dignity.
Save your dignity.
Save your dignity.
What's that happening at your Thanksgiving dinner?
I'm just saying, you don't want to invite people over and all of a sudden you don't have all the right equipment.
Well, that's what Lauren was trying to say with the car. As the ladies were pointing out, she wasn't talking about an actual car. She said, have the right equipment. Hey, shout out to everybody rocking with us, man. Whether you're here now as part of the live crew or you're watching this later as part of the replay gang, do us a favor, hit that like button, please. And if you're not subscribed, please subscribe. We're almost at 8K. Please help us get over the hump. Hit that subscribe button and hit the bell for notifications.
And if you really want to support the channel, join the regulars by becoming a member. It's less than $3 a month. You'll get custom emojis, early access to random thoughts and RGRT pod reaction videos, and more, including members-only live streams for story time with Terrell.
That's all our podcast fam listening on your favorite app. Thank you, too. Leave us a 5-star rating, please, and then you can leave a review. We would appreciate it. Trust me. We read them all. The good, the bad, the ugly. As long as there's a 5-star rating attached to it. Anything less would be uncivilized.
Facts.
Speaking of uncivilized, so there was Diamond and there was Cardi.
Mm-hmm.
Cardi.
One
thing every time I hear that, that's all that comes to mind.
Same.
Now, Diamond says dating is hard because she is a lawyer. Mm-hmm. And men think, okay, well, she can take me to court and take all my stuff. Or, hey, she got money. She can pay for things.
Guess that's a Detroit thing. I don't know.
Really?
I don't know. I'm assuming. No, I don't know.
People think that everywhere. It's like it's a woman. Okay. I keep trying to lay it on the city.
I've not heard that. I'm just saying maybe that's what her experience has been. In Detroit. Maybe she's not trying to date Texas boys. So she might not realize there's a difference. Did you catch, though, that Cardi said when she said her name is Diamond, he says, I have a brother named Diamond, a sister named Ruby, and another named Jade. And my first thought was, A, who names their son Diamond? B, what was your jewelry name? Because it's Liddell and you go by Cardi.
He's like, I am not telling y'all my name is Sapphire.
I just thought that was odd. Like, could you imagine if you met a dude? Hey, what's up, man? What's your name? Oh, my name is Diamond, brother. How you doing? I'm like, what? Just saying. Oh. Anyone in the live chat, in the replay game, have you ever heard of a man's name being Diamond? I'm just curious.
Okay, but you know, people have weird nicknames too, and maybe these are not really name, but more nicknames.
Okay, if he said that's my brother's nickname, I would be fine. But he said that my brother's name is Diamond.
And Sly, I thought the same thing too. Maybe his name, Cardi, is short for Cartier.
Okay.
No?
Okay, could be.
Maybe that's his diamond name. His jewel name.
That could be. I mean, you do you. I just thought it was odd.
Anything else from these two as they were hanging up?
No. That's all I had from them. You already called out the her dating history and what she's experienced in Detroit.
You know, not only did they have entrepreneurs who had actual businesses, but they had something that we got in trouble for, saying that people didn't have enough of. And Ready to Love said, hold my beer, and brought a Shannon with 5 degrees.
14 years of college and 5 degrees. It's like, we got it. You're smart. We got it.
See, now, okay, look, you said something about people without it, and now somebody who has a lot, and now you're like, oh, that's enough. Stop.
Yeah, I didn't say that's enough. You can keep going if you want. But we get it. You're smart. You like school. You like all that studying. And it's paid off for her. So she's someone that's doing really well. I think she's quite attractive as well. She's really smart. And she's been focused on her career, which makes sense. She's been going to school that long. And finally, Devin meets somebody that he vibes with.
Yeah. This was actually interesting to see him with Shannon. Seems they have a good little chemistry there because she actually seems interested in him. She doesn't mind his mannerisms, his hand gestures as he's standing there talking to her.
I don't know what hand gestures that was, but...
you know, we talked about your boy Vince, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And the fact that what served him well was asking questions. Mm. That served him well in one conversation.
Yeah.
But being observant and then asking questions when you're in a conversation with Dominique apparently is a no-no.
Well, I'm not saying it's a no-no. I actually applaud Vince for this because he's having a conversation with Dominique and he notices a tattoo. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times you see people with ink and it makes you have questions depending on what it was. But he sees that there's like a name. And apparently she tried to cover it, but didn't really cover it up. So she, you know, apparently she dates mainly athletes and she had their names tattooed on her. One was Antonio Gates and the other one was LeSean Leonard. Mm-hmm. So she did it twice, put two dudes' name on her. One she was married to, one she was. And I was like, if I was Vince, I'd have been having the same red flag.
Okay, red flag. But to your point, you said there's certain things you shouldn't say.
Right.
Was he out of line because he just kept asking about it? Because she said, you know, look, I covered it up.
No, you didn't.
Yes, she did.
No, she didn't. If she covered it up, you wouldn't be able to see it. This tattoo that I have here, this is a cover up. You can't see the original one because you know why? It's covered up. You can't see it. Hers is not covered up.
Under there?
Yeah, hers is not covered up. So you can't see it. So come on now.
Yeah. Janera says Dominique played herself having that tattoo show. She knew it was visible. Look at the mess. You know. So that's the problem I have here, right? The problem, Jay Seso is right there with you saying, no, she didn't. By the way, MWA says story time. They think there's a woman's name tattooed on there. I think so.
No.
I can tell you that's not the case.
That's definitely not the case.
I don't know what it is, but I know that's not what it is. I can tell you what it's not.
It was a poorly drawn alpha tattoo, fraternity tattoo that was small but never really looked good. And then I got it covered with a longer one. That's all it was. Yeah. There's no story time in that.
You know, here's the problem I have with Dominique, because she's telling us how upset she is, how mad she is, that she has to have a conversation about her exes. Mm-hmm. You tattooed their names in a place that every man that walks up to you is going to see.
Right.
Every man. Even the men that are not breast men are going to see it because it's going to stand out. Mm-hmm. And if it's not covered up properly, they're going to ask questions. Especially most people who have tattoos like that and they see the name in another tattoo, they're like, oh, somebody that passed away probably, or kids. Hi, who's that?
That's my ex. He over there. He's standing over there.
That's my name.
Yeah. Okay, but here's the deal. You can't complain about having to always explain your exes when you've been in the limelight in Detroit. You are well known, and you're well known because of who you dated.
Right. Yeah.
Right? So that's kind of on you. Mm-hmm.
Sinan's fan says who she's recognized Antonio Gates. The other one that she was married to was LeSean Leonard, basketball player, NBA player, former NBA player. Sly A does say though that I think it was a bit too aggressive what Vince was doing. They just met. Ease up, bro.
I think Vince was doing what a lot of us guys do when we know we're not interested. We're just like, screw it, say it. I have no interest in her.
I can tell by the way she's looking at me, there's no chance. All right.
No chance. So screw it. I'll just say it.
What's she going to do? Tell me no twice?
Yeah. I already know what's a no. I'm good.
Elson has a great question. How did she explain to second ex when he met her with one ex name? He said, well, I need the other side.
Because a lot of ballers don't have those type of standards.
Really?
Oh, yeah, I said that. I think a lot of ballers don't have those type of standards. You could date whoever you want. Look at Stefon Diggs with Cardi B. I'm like, come on, man.
Stop.
He's not.
Why are you always going after Cardi? Stop.
I'm not going after her. I'm just saying he's not going for some nice little church girl. He doesn't mind. Whatever she's about, he likes all that. And I think that there's a lot of athletes, especially the ones that get all the play, not the average bench warmer guy, but the ones that get all the play, they could be fine dating a woman that has two different names tattooed on them that's not theirs. I couldn't be.
Okay, I'm gonna leave that one alone. I'm gonna let you stay out there on that rock by yourself.
That's fine. I've been here before. Totally fine.
Janera says tattoos can be a conversation starter. Maybe it's time to consider laser removal with some of that celeb stylist money.
Well, you date guys who have money. They're ballers. They can remove it
or get it covered up properly.
There's that.
Yeah, there's that part too. So, it's interesting because I thought he said there were two names there, right? Mm-hmm. Right? Because we see the two tattoos.
Right.
But then he asks about the second tattoo, the second name, if he can find, I wonder where the other name is.
Where's the other one? And she said, but what he already knew, don't worry, you'll never see it.
She could not get a drink fast enough. She's just like, yeah, let me get tequila, a shot. Just, uh-huh. Yeah, maybe just bring the bottle.
Yeah, that was a straight up boy, bye.
Oh, she was so dumb with him. It was funny. There was another conversation happening with Christina and Steven, right?
Yeah.
Now, this conversation was interesting because they seem to be vibing.
Yeah.
And I don't know exactly when she lost him, but I know if I was sitting in his shoes at that table with her, I know the exact place she would have lost me.
Oh, yeah.
And that's when she said she has to do VIP.
Right.
Because she can't survive in Gen Pop.
Can't be in general population at concerts, which, you know what? That's your standard, right? I think about Charleston Jerk Fest. Give me the VIP section, all day. I get it. I've experienced it. But when she said that when God gives you favor that looks like this, not everyone is used to this type of pretty.
Now,
That's what I was done. I'd been like, yeah, well, great to meet you. And I just totally would have walked off. I couldn't believe that she said that.
And she's a good looking woman, but there's a lot of overconfidence on this show. There's a lot of good confidence and there's a lot of overconfidence.
Yes. Yeah. She's a good looking woman until she said that. And like that type of personality, that takes you down a notch.
Yeah.
Be humble. Like Kendrick Lamar says, be humble. At least I get it. You're beautiful, but beauty fades. Mm-hmm. So if that's all you're banking on is that God gives you this, come on now. If God gave it to you, apparently he can take it away. So what are you going to do then?
I was done with the VIP. You were done with God gave me. And Stephen was done when it became all the going out talk. Like, okay, you know what? I'm done.
Yeah.
All you want to do is go out all the time.
You want to be in them streets?
Yeah.
Steven's like, I got to teach kids in the morning. I ain't got time to go on a Wednesday night with you.
Exactly. These kids are tough. You can't go in there half step.
Yeah. Got to be to work at 7.
We did see Emily again. Yeah. And this time she was with Chef Chris.
Yeah.
You like this combo?
I did. And I like Chef Chris, right? I'll call him Chef Chris, but he's been a chef over 20 years. And I can respect and appreciate what that hustle is like to go from cook to chef. So he's earned all the accolades. He's opened up restaurants, all those different things I thought was great. And then he asked her what brought her to Ready to Love. And she said that she's been focused on work, work, work. Now, Chris says he's been married before, but to me, this conversation seems like they're vibing really well.
Yeah, it really does. Like Tasha does, it said Emily liked her some Chris. You know, so they're having all that, but it's a great thing as you see this, because like Elson said, Chris's approach to Emily was grown man time, right? And that's the way he approached, said this. And they had things in common because she's a teacher, right? A high school teacher. She's a ninth through 12th grade. You could have just said a high school teacher, but okay, I get you.
semantics.
Tomato, tomato. Yeah. But you know, of course, Chris did some teaching in the schools at some point. But like MWA, YouTube channel member MWA says, what if you saw your kid's teacher on this show? And your kid's teacher is Emily, and you saw her on the show. Would you think differently?
No, but it depends on what she does on the show. Mm-hmm. Like right now, Emily hasn't done anything that if she was my kid's teacher that I would have an issue with. Now, if she winds up getting hammered or if she winds up doing blow at the little out, you know, the retreat or something like that, I might have some concerns. But just what I'm seeing right now, I don't see an issue with that.
Okay. You know, I see some of the ladies in here commenting on Chef Chris, because you see Kate Canary Diamond. Yes, Chef Chris, food. Sinan's fan says Chris is my fave so far. Okay, mm-hmm. So we already got faves. I see there. CXM says Chris is handsome, but looks like a player. Damn.
Come on now. Come on now.
Now, see, this is exactly why, as men, we ugly ourselves up just so that y'all don't say that.
Yeah, no, he looks like Leon from the Temptation Story. Looks like.
Well, okay.
He does.
That doesn't, like help, that doesn't help the case, Terrell. I'm just going to tell you that right now.
He played Andre Ruffin in The Temptations. That's just what he looks like.
That's my point. It doesn't help. Everybody knows Leon, and that doesn't help the player case. You're not helping him out here. We do get to see Lauren again, right? Mm-hmm. And this time we see her having a combo with Xavier. And again, I did not make this so that she looks taller than him. I just want to point that out. I just have to keep pointing this out. I did not do this on purpose, folks.
Why you got to enhance all Lauren's pictures?
I didn't. She's in heels. She's standing up on a platform down there. I can't help it. Had she not put on the heel standing flat foot, they probably
would have seen
her. Oh, shoot. Here's the first thing I thought when Xavier starts talking. I'm like, yo, he's got that classic, you know, that 80s, 90s classic radio voice. And people say, oh, you got a radio voice. Like, he sounds like he's got a processor in his on his vocal cords at all times. Mm-hmm. He's got that classic voice.
He had that grown man vibe. I liked Xavier. You know, he's lived in Detroit his whole life, all 43 years. He spent most of his life building and wants a partner now, and that's what he's trying to date. And as he's explaining all this, what does Lauren say? Hey, can you spin around?
Hey, you know what? She knows how men do with women all the time. And, you know, just, all right, let me see what you look like. So she's like, all right, let me flip the script. Come here, shorty. Spin around. Let me see.
Yeah, let me look at you. Let me look at you.
Is she wrong for that?
I'm not saying she's right or wrong, but the fact that she asked, and he was joking, saying, well, you have to earn it. And then that turned her off.
Yeah.
It's like women get the ick and get turned off by some of the littlest crap. You know, when we watch these shows, the littlest thing will set a woman off. We even see people in the comments. Look at one that's talked about Steven. He looks like he's a player. Come on now.
Mimi says, I don't know why she's telling grown men to spin around. And the fact that he wouldn't, and he joked, oh, you know, you have to earn it. How many times has a woman said that to a man? And then we go, that gives the ick.
Yeah.
How?
Like, let us say, you know what? You should smile more.
Oh, that's, don't say that, boy. You might as well cut off the lights. Tasha Desert says, Xavier looks like somebody, but I can't put my finger on it. I thought the same thing. And right before we came on, I said, I think I know exactly who it is. Young Tom Joyner. Or maybe I'm thinking that because of the radio voice. Sedan's fans did say that Lauren asking him to spin was, you know, childish of hers. This is a grown ass man. Exactly. It's not like if he had a baby voice and you did that, I could understand you playing with that man. But maybe she just, that's her test. Are you willing to be silly for me?
I think that's it. I don't think that she was like going up to dudes saying, hey, spin around for me. Let me see what you're working with. I mean, she was just trying to have fun. But to be annoyed and turned off by the fact that he wouldn't do it, I thought that was kind of weak.
Well, I mean, fellas say it in songs, turn around, girl, show me what you're working with. So, I mean, why can't she say it? Why can't she say it? I mean, I'm just trying to understand. Why is everybody mad?
So what, she should have looked at him, drop down and get your eagle on, Xavier. Let me see what you got.
Now, if he did, then she would have got up and walked the hell away. Like, I was joking. What the hell are you doing? Get your ass up. Now, that would have been funny.
Yeah, that would have been hilarious.
So I said, Xavier looking like the young Tom Joyner. Lauren says yes. Tasha does it says yes, that's it. Let's see. GC Chair says he does. And Carrie says he looks like he could be related to Tommy.
Yeah.
I could see that. Cousin.
I do see that too. Now, you know that that's Lauren that's in the chat.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Hey, Lauren.
6 foot, 7 foot? Yeah.
6 foot.
Now, if she asked you to do a little 360, would you? I'm going to take the whole place down.
I get my Wonder Woman on. I'd be like, I got you.
You know, the most awkward conversation that I think I've ever seen on this show, right? Mm-hmm. I think by now, I want to say I've watched all seasons now, right? Because we went back when we talked, when we had the convo with Chris.
Yeah.
And Cardi having that conversation with Shannon.
Mm.
What happened? Because this was awkward just to watch it. I can't imagine what it was like to be there.
Yeah, that had to have been, it had to have been worse because this is edited, right? So it had to have been worse. But Cardi is talking to Shannon. Shannon seems interested. Mm-hmm. So I figured the fact that she's given that energy that she's interested would have made him calm down a little bit. Mm-hmm. He was super nervous, you know, and it showed. He was starting to ramble and then he would just go blank. And then you start to sweat. It's like, yeah, dude, You're losing this. You're the exit. Just say, I gotta use the bathroom real quick. I'll be back. Exit.
Yo, but the worst thing is that you go, you're like, you come back and you start sweating again. Damn it.
Get you some ice water to, you know, cool down your internal temperature and have the conversation again. But it was cringe to watch. I'm sure he wishes he could have a do-over.
Sinan's fans agrees with you. Says this was cringe. Have you ever had a moment like this?
Have I had a moment like this where I've fumbled?
Yeah.
Yes. Mm. Yes, I have. That could be another story time because I fumbled really bad. Like when I tell you what I did when I met this girl at the airport and we had to sit together on the plane, what I did after the whole deal when we get off, you're like, how does she still answer the phone when you called her? I totally did something super stupid, but I felt nervous. I didn't know what to do and how to walk away from it. So yeah, I've done something cringe. But it worked out in my favor.
And look, in Cardi's defense, there are some times that you get in front of a woman and she just stunning. And you're like,
yeah.
See, you just freeze. Yeah, like Sly says, arrow 404, just stop and reboot. Sometimes you need that, right?
Yeah. You just got to go to the bathroom. Hey, girl, I'll be right back. Go to the bathroom, regroup, get it together, get your confidence back, and come back out. And so, hey, where was I? Anyway, you are gorgeous. Tell me about you. That's all you had to do. Start asking her questions to make her do the talking instead of you just rambling.
If is any man that has not had a woman just stun you into silence with her beauty, then you haven't met the right woman ever. You've been hanging around the wrong places because some place in your life, somebody should have done that to you. It may happen many times, but it should happen at least once.
Okay, but let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. If you can recall back in your single days, I'm single now, but in my single days, when I come across somebody that is that beautiful, my go-to is to act like I don't care how beautiful you are. Like, it's just not that big a deal. Like, this is a Tuesday for me. It's not that big a deal compared to, because the first time I had that experience, I was so excited, right? Like a little kid with a new bike. I just couldn't wait. And now it's like, oh yeah, you're beautiful. I've seen that before. It's fine.
Well, when we get to story time next week, we'll see. We got to hear that story. So that's going to be the one. That's gonna be the one. Monique says, "Are y'all still together?" Yeah, married to her.
No,
she walked in the door.
She's talking about you. Got it. I thought she was talking to me. I'm like,
but I'm assuming. I'm just assuming. I just happened to flip back to the comment. ladies' deliberation.
Mm-hmm.
What stood out here? Because Tommy shows up, and this time he didn't do all. It would have been 10 women to have sitting around, so he just did them in groups, right? So I kind of like this because you actually get to hear people say things.
Yeah.
Asking about best first impression and worst first impression.
Yeah. So from the ladies, we got best first impression was Darius, which we saw a lot of people like Darius. Vince, I'm sure Dominique didn't give him that vote. Cardi, I know Shannon didn't give him that vote. and then you had a sleeper, Ed. Not a lot of people talked about Ed. And then Bello, right. Steven, and Chris. So those were the good first impressions. So that stood out from there.
And the bad first impressions?
Now, the bad ones, it was Devin, because someone talked about his outfit, and then his voice was girly. So I think that was it Ashley? I think that said that.
And Emily talked about his mannerisms. And,
yeah. Richie.
No, Ashley, you're right. It was Ashley. Ashley, I'm sorry. Yeah, Ashley.
Here's what's funny. For Richie, they said he's too skinny.
Mm-hmm.
Which I just thought that's okay. That's the thing for some people. But the Playboy tattoo, I totally understand. Like, that just seemed sketch. And then, of course, we got Lauren, who threw Xavier on the chopping block because he wouldn't give her a little spin.
Petty much?
Yeah. I just asked him for a spin. He wouldn't do it. So, Tommy, he got to go.
Dance, monkey, dance.
Yes, dance.
Like, damn. Okay, you know what? Never mind. So when the guys, best first impression, what'd you get out of these as the guys? Because were they better than the women in their analysis or just as petty?
I don't think they were super petty. I think for the ones, the best first impression, Shannon, Donna, the mathematician, Lauren, Ina and Ashley. Mm-hmm. And so six of them, all very beautiful. And so like, I totally get why the guys were like interested in those. Now it was the bad first impressions from the guys that I thought was funny because it was Emily. And this is Richie who said that she's too argumentative. It's like, no, she just told you she doesn't like doing the crazy crap that you like doing.
Right.
That's not being argumentative.
Said, oh, I can convince you.
Yeah.
It sounds like Josh, who's like, oh, if you go to Burning Man, you'll like it. No.
Yeah, exactly. Cool. Exactly. And then Dominic, and it was due to, the big part was the tattoos of the two guys. Diamond, it was nice. They just said didn't feel a connection. There wasn't anything negative about Diamond or Ashanti. And then someone said also about Emily that she's too standoffish. Mm-hmm. But I don't think it was like super petty. No one said like so-and-so's too skinny. No one said that, or no one said they didn't spin around when I asked them to spin around. And let me see what they're working with. So, Tommy, I'm out.
You know what was funny is when they're like, "Oh yeah," so I think it was Devin was like, "Yeah," so Ina and Tommy's like, "No, Christina." And he's like, "No, let me explain something to you. She says Ina." It's like, who uses half a name? Everybody, Tommy. Everybody has a nickname, and it's usually a half, a quarter, a piece of a name.
Yeah.
Right? Am I tripping?
I don't know, but I don't want people to call me, my name is Terrell, but people just call me Errol. Call me Real. Just call me Real. R-Y-L.
They'll call you T.
I'll take T. That makes sense. But to go Christina to Ina, but she's the one that's a singer, right? So maybe it's a stage thing. Maybe it's a stage Ina presence Lee. Thing.
But I didn't see anything wrong with it. Because half the people up here, like Ed, his name is Edward. Okay? So why is that such a big deal? I just thought it was kind of petty to be that way. Richard, Jacob, that's not even his name.
Jacob, you can say Jake, you can call him Jay, but you don't call him Cobb. That's
Jesus
Christ. You don't call him Cobb. Like, it's my boy Cobb. His real name is Jacob, but he goes by Cobb.
And see, Sly proving my point, right, Ani? I will say that's way better than most people spell it, because when they add the E, they add on to mine for no reason at all. So I appreciate it. But good point. We get down to Tommy getting the whole group together and says, we're going to eliminate four. And I like, excuse me?
Mm-hmm.
I thought I heard you say four. Because he never gave a number in the beginning. But now, okay, four people, right?
Yeah.
Did you agree with the four people that he called to the front?
Well, I mean, it's not what I agree or not. It's just this is what the ladies and the guys picked. And for the reasons, like Dominic, I totally see their side on that one. I'd have concerns. Emily, Richie, I see concerns with him. And then Devon, I also see the lady's concerns with Devon. He seems like a great dude. He's really smart, just kind of boring. And I think that just turned some people off.
So, of course, Tommy had a twist. Were you surprised?
No. Yeah, he's not going to eliminate, because I just knew he wasn't going to eliminate four people day one. I'm not going to have everything I want in life. I'm not going to have a good cast, people that look good with good careers, that all dress well, and they're going to eliminate four people on episode one. I knew I wasn't going to have all of it. So,
you are all for elimination of the four people.
Well, if you're going to do it, do it. Yeah, let's make this interesting, because it's keep for us that got to take notes on this stuff. When you have this many people, it's hard. So I was like, cut four. Cut them.
You know who they are not thinking about when they're editing this?
Me?
The people who are taking notes. They're thinking about the people just watching it.
Yeah.
And that's why. And look, when Dominique was in there, I'm like, okay, obviously they're not eliminating her immediately. So this is there's going to be some sort of twist. So I knew that there wasn't going to be elimination. Like Jay Sayso says, way too early for eliminating, though. Yeah, true.
Yeah.
I know it's too much admin for you, like Sly A says, but, you know, at the same time, I think at least give them a week or two, you know? Let's get a little drama, because I can see Dominic being some drama, because she looks like she doesn't take shit from anybody.
We shall see. I don't think Dominic's gonna go the distance.
I don't think she's gonna go the distance either. But Mimi says, I like that nobody went home day one. They need more time since they didn't split the groups this season.
True. Well, we don't know that yet. They left it on a cliffhanger. He could send one person home and say three of y'all are gonna stay, and here's. You know, y'all four get in the middle, y'all fight it out. The three left standing. The three left standing get to keep going and find love. The other person's got to go. We just don't know yet. So we don't want to assume that people are out day one, because day one hasn't fully ended.
I don't mind if they end up splitting the cast, like you say, do some stuff like that. As long as they don't split the season like they did last season. Do not do that to us.
Oh, God, no. Would they take a break for the summer? Like, what are they going to do, take a break for the holidays?
Yeah, don't do that.
Yeah.
Don't. Please.
In mid-November, come back in January.
Jesus. And then we're doing the show for a whole year again.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Yanni Rood.
And I'm Just Terrell.
Make sure you follow us at Yanni Rood, at Just Terrell, and at the RGRT Pod.
Yeah, send us some of your random thoughts or some of the bullshit from the internet. We may talk about it on the show.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Cheers.
Cheers.
We've been running this banter since way back in school, where the dorm room debates turn the cool into rules. Talking loud about the world like we're changing the game, but it's just us two, yeah. Two sides of the same. Pull up a chair for the truth, let it spin. Two regular guys with the world to dive in. We don't need to agree, just let the talk flow. The vibes and the rhythm, the rest we let go. Sports got us heated, yeah, the refs missed the calls. Politics, man, we'll argue till the walls fall. Pop culture don't get us started on trends, but the laughter, my dude, that's where it all ends. You say tomato, I say nah, bro, it's time, motto. You think we clashing knives to dance a bravado. No winners, no losers, just stories to share. So pass me that bottle and pull up a chair.
Pull up a chair for the truth, let it spin. Two regular guys with the world to dive in. We don't need to agree, just let the talk flow. The vibes and the rhythm, the rest we let go. Pull up a chair for the truth, let it spin. Two regular guys with the world to dive in. We don't need to agree, just let the talk flow. The vibes and the rhythm, the rest we let go. When the combo's done and the bottle runs dry, we'll toast to the clash, to the lows and the highs. Two voices, one friendship, no need to compare. So come as you are and pull up a chair.